Dr. Walden, good morning. Always appreciate the time.
Good morning, Chris.
These tariffs, we've been talking about these for a while. Can you remind us of why President Trump has implemented these tariffs on these two countries?
Probably two reasons. The most important, he wants Mexico and Canada to do more regarding border security, regarding fentanyl. He also, I think, wants to encourage U.S. industry, particularly that's in Mexico, auto assembly plants, to come back to the U.S.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about this a couple months ago, and then the tariffs were put on pause, particularly against Mexico. Could we see something like that happen again today or in the short term?
Well, they're already in effect. I think they went into effect at midnight. And what listeners need to be aware of, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about this, is that tariffs are not paid by the exporting company. For example, if we import toys from China, the tariff is not paid by that Chinese company. It's paid by the importer in the U.S. And the importer in the U.S. is going to try to recover that. One way is to raise prices. So that's why we typically see prices go up when tariffs are imposed.
What's the timeline for when these prices may start to rise in the U.S.?
Oh, I think they would be all, in fact, I think some of the prices have already risen in anticipation of the tariffs. So I think it'd be very, very quickly. And we saw this happen during the first Trump administration. Now, what's key here, I think, is what is the intent of the administration? Is the intent to have a tariff war where tariffs linger? I don't think most economists would argue that would not be good for just about anyone. However, if it's a negotiating tool, like I just said, if the president is imposing the tariffs and then if Mexico and Canada come back in a couple of days and say, hey, we are doing what you want us to do, the tariffs go away. If they're a negotiating tool, that's something else.
Are there particular industries or goods that are going to be imported that are going to be maybe subject to the highest tariff? I know it's all 25%, but what are there certain things that are going to be tariffed more or that we're going to feel the effects of more?
No, I think 25% is the top. The Trump administration in the first round, I'm not sure if it's going to hold today, said they would have a lower tariff on oil, which we import from Canada. So we could see, for example, gas prices go up. And I think the administration knows this. So my expectation, merely Walden's expectation, I have no inside information, is that this is not going to be a long process. The administration, my view is the administration doesn't want tariffs to linger because they would have a public relations, I think, mess, a problem there because people would be feeling the effects when they buy stuff. So I think that he's using this as a negotiating tool. And like you said earlier, we had a negotiated settlement very quickly the first time this was threatened. Apparently, the president's not happy with what Canada and Mexico have done. So my expectation would be that within a week, we'll have something done with both Mexico and Canada where these tariffs will be taken off. That's just my expectation, though.
What about any retaliatory tariffs that could be imposed on U.S.
companies?
Prime
Minister Trudeau has already said that, announced that. So I think we're going to have retaliatory tariffs from both Canada and Mexico. And that's another dimension here because, for example, in North Carolina, we export a fair amount of, I think it's in the billions, of products, so pharmaceuticals, some farm products, some motor vehicle parts, et cetera, to both countries. And so that will be impaired also, and that could affect workers here in North Carolina.
How does China play into this whole thing?
The president already raised tariffs on China. The way I look at this, China's a whole different entity here. Canada and Mexico are our friends. Mm-hmm. They are our allies. We are probably in a massive global, not war, I should say, but certainly competition with China that's been going on now for decades. And there's allegations that China steals some of our secrets. When we do deals with them, they require that companies who do business in China, adhere to certain rules, et cetera. So I think trying to maybe relax the kind of reliance that we have on China in terms of the economy, in terms of products, might be a good thing, and tariffs would be one way to accomplish that.
As I let you go, kind of big picture, what are you looking for in the short term in the economy, hoping to get things going again and maybe lower the cost of living for Americans?
The president promised that he would bring prices down. I should say, to be fair, so did Vice President Harris. That's typically what's not going to happen. What we always have inflation. The question is not are prices falling. The question is how fast are prices going up. And of course, we had a very rapid run up in prices, peaking at 9% a couple of years ago. That's now faded to about 3%. But people still want price closer to price stability. That's very, very hard for an administration to accomplish. I think that could be an Achilles heel in the short run for the Trump administration, that the people realize, hey, you're not fulfilling your promise that you were going to lower prices or at least even get price gains at a more sustainable and lower level. So I don't see much progress. Right now we're running at an inflation rate of close to 3% year over year, which is certainly much better than the 9% it was. But I think people would be much happier with something in the 1.5 to 2%.
NC State Economics Professor Emeritus Dr. Mike Walden. Dr. Walden, always appreciate the perspective and look forward to visiting again soon.
Anytime, Chris. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.